This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
If you're stuck in a dead-end job, afraid to transition into something bigger and better, not knowing what your next move should be, or just terrified going on job interviews, our guest on today's This Week in America can help. Mark James is an executive recruiter, transition coach, and the author of Keys to the C-Suite: Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. Mark is the founder and president of Hire Consulting Services. He's been providing executive recruiting and career transition coaching services for over 25 years, helping people discover the keys and utilize the tools to help them secure a more fulfilled and productive career path. Mark James is our guest next on This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Our guest on today's This Week in America, executive recruiter and transition coach, Mark James, and his informative new book, Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. He shares his years of expertise with those who are in transition or wanting to advance in their careers, encouraging them to step up and refine what it is they truly want and how to better market themselves and how to achieve it. Mark has over 25 years as an executive recruiter and career management and transition coach. He's the founder and president of Hire Consulting Services, a certified personnel consultant awarded by the National Association of Personnel Services back in 1998. Mark has a successful blog, The Career Catalyst, published in news articles, books, newsletters, public speaker, conducts numerous seminars. Mark James, author of Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success, with us by Skype on This Week in America. Mark, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick. Great to be with you today.
And by Skype from San Diego, which means, yes, it's probably another, what, sunny day in San Diego. That has to be the perfect place to live. You picked a good place to call home out there.
Yeah, but paradise does have a price. It's expensive out here.
That's what I looked one time online. It's like, okay, we'll just stay in the Midwest and make do. This is such an interesting book, Keys to the C-Suite. And it's interesting because I'm reading this and it's like, you know, if your career is in transition, this actually can be a good thing, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, right now the times are the best of times in regards to companies are hiring at a rapid rate. It has become a candidate-driven market once again, as opposed to, say, 2009 when everybody was out of work. There were 16 up to 15, 16% unemployment. and now it's less than 2% in some industries. They said anything less than 5% unemployment is considered full employment. So it's a good time if you're in a career and you're tired or you're not happy or you're not rewarded. I think it's a good time to start looking around. And if you're in transition, the pickings should be pretty good as long as you got a plan.
And that's the key, and we'll talk about having a plan during the course of the program with Mark James. The book is Keys to the C-Suite. It's interesting, your definition of job security. We tend to think of that maybe differently than that. You basically say it's the ability to secure a job, and that makes so much sense. If I have the ability to find a job, that's the best job security out there.
Absolutely. I mean, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a strategy, if you can't answer simple verbal questions coming your way, like, tell me about yourself. Why are you looking for a new job, or why would you consider looking for a new job? And also, what would constitute the ideal job that you would covet? And if you're not ready to answer those given questions that are always going to be coming your way, then you're not prepared.
You talk in the book about how it's important to know thyself before you jump into the job market. Talk about that. That seems like such a simple concept, but when you think about it, probably overlooked by a number of people. It's so basic, we tend possibly to overlook that.
Well, if you don't know your top strengths, your competencies and skills, and somebody says, you know, how do you get things done? You know, someone, I like to say, what's your highest and best use to an organization? And if you can't give a very succinct, you know, detailed answer highlighting some of your strengths and competencies, well, then you're simply, again, you're not prepared and your plan is not secure to be able to impress a potential employer. And then more importantly, eliminate the competition who is prepared that will get the job offer instead of you.
You know, if you think, well, I'm satisfied in my job, you point out an amazing statistic. The average 40-year-old has changed jobs 10 times. To think that we've got a job, we're going to ride that through until retirement and we get the watch and we go off in the sunset, that really doesn't happen anymore, does it?
No, the average executive is now changing jobs every 2.3 years.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's not because of underperformance or bad luck or that they're just not doing the job. It's because things are changing at a rapid rate. You've got companies that are merging and other companies are being acquired. People lose jobs for many reasons. A lot of it is consolidation. The bigger companies are swallowing up smaller companies. And then there's duplication. And some people get caught up, you know, operating in the same role and someone's got to go. The key to, I believe, a great career is to manage the career proactively. If you're not looking ahead and seeing other opportunities, or at least listening to your industry, talking to people, telling your story, letting them know what your highest and best use is, well, these things will pass you by. And of course, there's a lot of ways to do that. Networking is obviously a huge a contributor towards promoting yourself and getting your story told, and having advocates, people who know, like, trust, even love you like a brother, sister, who can bring you up in conversation in a very positive way. And next thing you know, you're getting a phone call from someone who was referred to you with a potential job opportunity. And if that's not happening, then you're just not working on it.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned networking. For some people, it's like, I really feel awkward in trying to promote myself, to talk about myself, and they're somewhat reluctant to get involved in that. How important is networking in the job search? And should we look at it differently than being an imposition when you're talking about your skills, about your skill sets?
Well, it, you're right. This isn't the most comfortable thing to be doing, and especially talking about yourself, because you have become the service or the product. And, you know, when you're representing numero uno, it's a little difficult because you have to talk about yourself. And without bragging or being arrogant or cocky, the way that I recommend is don't sell, just tell. don't sell, market yourself. As I mentioned, or you mentioned earlier, the ultimate power is to know thyself. If you don't know your big wins, your greatest stories and examples, when you're asked, then you're simply not prepared to address these kinds of questions when it comes to a networking environment. And someone says, so what do you do for a living? You know, why would a company need you if you're on a phone screen? A recruiter will call and they will get to the point very quickly, and you're going to need to be very well prepared and rehearsed from a standpoint of letting people know how you get things done and what's in it for the company, not what's in it for you. Make it about the company. I always say, make it about them, not you, because companies really have heard that song and dance one too many times, and people just don't see the value of being able to reverse the role of what they're supposed to be doing for a company. They want to see what's in it for them as a job seeker before they start addressing the kind of problems and issues the company is faced with. So that networking piece in the beginning, if you're on top of it and you sound like you get it, it's going to give a lot more credence to the person who's your listener or the audience, and they're going to be able to help you more effectively and certainly be able to possibly refer you or direct you to a hiring authority that needs someone just like you.
The book is full of great information like that. The book is Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. The author is Mark James, Executive Recruiter Transition Coach. His website is hireconsulting.com. You can link on and get information on the book and on Mark and his services by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting as well, there are so many misconceptions and myths out there. We keep hearing about all these hidden jobs that are out there, and you say, really, the hidden jobs are not hidden. Talk about that, because for most of us, we think, oh, I'll never find the good job because I don't know about it. They're hidden.
Well, they're not. In fact, they're right in front of you. And everybody has an Outlook email or some sort of email software. How many contacts are in your email? That's where they're hidden. I have one more little tidbit, and this is the first place you should look. Does everybody have a smartphone? I do.
Yes.
The smartphone has all of your key contacts, the ones that are near and dear to you and your future and your family and your friends. These are the people that are holding connections to potential job opportunities. They need to hear your story. They need to know you're in transition. They need to know you're not happy with your job and you have begun to explore new options with regards to getting a new job. You cannot make your job search a secret. If this is a really critical, acute need that you get a new job because you're not working, now is the time to dig into your contacts, the ones that are the hidden contacts with the hidden ideas and the hidden connections. They're not really hidden. But they all know, on average, everyone knows 247 people. Of the 247, who are the most connected, the most successful, the most powerful, and the ones you know the best that would be more than happy to help you during your search campaign?
We've talked about a plan, and if you're thinking, boy, that sounds good, I need a plan, how do I develop that? You'll find that in the book, Keys to the C-Suite, the Job Search Marketing Plan. Just very briefly, talk about that, because this is sort of the guideline that we all need to do this properly and effectively.
Well, they always say, if you don't know what you want, that's what you're going to get. And it all starts with the plan and, you know, deciding what it is you really want to do. If it's in line with what you've been doing in your career, great. If you're trying to get out of that and try something new, it could be a little bit more overwhelming. Most of the time, that's only going to come through your existing relationships. But let's say you're in operations or a general manager and you want to move to a new company, or things are changing in your current employer and things are going to end and the future is looking kind of dim. Getting a plan together and discovering what companies you would like to work for. I always ask, give me your top five target companies by name. Don't just say engineering, manufacturing, human resources, or some sort of medical product pharmaceutical industry. I need to hear real names of companies. And that triggers my memory bank. And that I think, well, if I know somebody that works at Illumina, for instance, that's a big, big pharmaceutical company right here, medical products in San Diego. And I know people that work there. If someone says, I'd love to work at that company, then I might be in line to be able to give them an internal referral, which is the number one way for anyone to get a new job is through an internal referral. And that's an employee that currently works there that can put you in touch with a hiring authority within the organization. Also, previous employees that used to work with the target company, sometimes they still have wonderful relationships in place, and they're able to help those kinds of people who they know and are comfortable and know they're not going to be embarrassed if they refer them to someone they used to work with at their former employer.
Why would someone, when should someone come to a career transition coach? I'm getting the impression as we're talking, focus is something that you really can offer. You can take all of the things that we talked about in the program and guide me or guide someone in the right direction. Maybe right now we're out there really not focused.
Right. Well, I always ask simple questions when people call me as a curious kind of prospect or someone that might become a client of mine in a coaching relationship for career transition coaching. My first question is, how many first interviews have you had in the last 2 months? And if they say, I have had no interviews, zero. Well, what are you doing wrong? What are you doing right? Let's discuss how much time you're actually spending on the internet looking at job postings. Can you give me an estimate as to how much time you do each day? And they will, that in its of itself will tell me whether or not they're being productive or not. Job seekers, anyone that is sitting behind a computer looking at what I call the candy in the window, those are positions that are posted on the internet, are wasting their time because those jobs are already in front of 400 or 500 other people and their eyes are seeing the same job as you are. Your goal is to get out of the house, go to a networking event, tell your story, meet new people, expand your contacts, and create one-on-one discussions to, remember I said, get into that person's network of 200, on average of 247 people. Have them get more comfortable with you so they're able to give you an introduction to one of their key contacts. It's the whole process of getting out of the house and the mistakes that people make by simply looking at job postings, I would say is a waste of their time.
And I think you have the figure 85% of jobs are never advertised. So we basically need to create our own leads.
Right. And that's where the hidden jobs come from. If only 15 to 20% of the jobs are listed on the internet, well, then where are the other jobs? Many times the jobs are not even posted because it hasn't been given over to the human resource department yet. That's their job, is to get this thing up and broadcast onto the internet. So they get a big windfall or kind of a casting of a wide net of new, fresh resumes, okay? You want to get to those opportunities, especially as at the executive level. You want to get to those before it leaves the officers of the company or the boardroom, when they're just starting to look at the top level of a company. And then those words get out to a few select individuals, and they put their own feelers out. You want to be one of the people that hears about these opportunities before it gets into the hands of the HR department.
Boy, great information and so much more we can talk about. And I would love to have Mark back with us on the program. Our guest has been Mark James, Executive Recruiter, Transition Coach. His website is hireconsulting.com. You can link on directly to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on Mark, his services, and his book. The book is Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success. Mark, this has really been fun, gone by way too quickly. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. 800-430-9605. That's 800-430-9605.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Talking youth sports and concussions with Dr. David Geyer on today's program. He holds board certifications in both orthopedic surgery and orthopedic sports medicine. He served as Director of Sports Medicine at an academic medical center in Charleston, South Carolina, and as the Medical Director of Sports Medicine at East Cooper Medical Center outside of Charleston. He is the author of the critically acclaimed That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Changed Sports Forever. Dr. David Geyer back with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We've got school going on. We've got all these sports activities, including football. Wanted to talk specifically, and we're going to do a series of programs with Dr. Geyer, talk about some of the important things to know and do should a concussion occur. And I want to start by asking you, I know you did months of research for the book That's Gotta Hurt. You came to some conclusions about concussions. Briefly, what did you find, and are we able to eliminate these?
No, unfortunately, I don't think we can ever completely eliminate concussions. We've certainly tried with better helmet technology, and they're certainly looking at all sorts of other things. You know, there's talk of maybe making the field safer by putting layers of padding under artificial turf. I mean, they're trying lots of different things, but I don't think it's possible to completely eliminate them. You know, anytime there's big, fast, strong athletes coming at each other in a sport like football, or accidents that happen, maybe you collide heads in soccer, you know, these types of brain injuries unfortunately can't occur.
When they do occur, and I guess what we need to do is try to limit the occurrences. When they do occur, what should we do? First of all, what do we need to know? What are the signs that we can tell whether our young adults are suffering from concussion?
Yeah, I think this it's really critical because, you know, athletes, you know, especially young athletes, you know, assume that unless they're knocked out, basically, you know, lose consciousness and they don't remember anything, that they didn't have a concussion. But it can manifest as headaches, it can manifest as dizziness or, you know, sensitivity to light or blurry vision or nausea or even vomiting. So any type of symptom like that, it's worthwhile to get checked out. That's its own animal trying to get, you know, athletes to tell their coaches and tell the medical staff. But any type of symptom like that, even if you're not sure that it's a concussion, let somebody know.
Dr. David Geyer with us on the program. His website, great information there, is Dr. David Geyer. That's GEIER.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've got a weekly podcast, and you deal with a number of issues. In there, you're talking about the problem of concussions and the problem of getting young athletes to admit they may have suffered a concussion. In fact, you talk about most will either not admit to it or will try to hide it so they can stay in the game.
It's a really scary phenomenon, and I, to one extent, I get it. So I understand that athletes don't want to let their team down and their teammates down, or their, maybe it's their parents or their coaches. I completely understand that, but they're potentially at risk for more serious injuries. If your brain has not completely recovered and you suffer another concussion, I mean, that can be catastrophic. Plus, when you're concussed, you might not be able to run the routes as well and do what you need to be able to do on the field or court as well. So you're really not doing a service to your team. So I think that by trying to hide it or you just don't report it, that's not a, it's just not good for anybody. It's not good for you from a medical sense. It's probably not good for the team from a performance sense.
You know, you mentioned the word recovery. How do we know when an athlete has recovered enough that they can get back into competition?
It's really challenging because, you know, you're going to take time off, but there's not, you know, any one thing. It's not like a broken bone where you get an x-ray and you can see that it's healed. Ideally, you would have taken, you know, and a lot of high schools and colleges now offer this, but there are pre-season baseline basically brain tests, cognitive tests, they give you sort of a baseline score on memory and a lot of other mental features. And then if you suffer a concussion, you repeat the test and you keep repeating it till those scores are basically the same. And then ideally you're seeing a doctor this whole process, somebody that specializes in you know, concussions and neurology, that they're checking your symptoms, making sure the headaches are gone, making sure that, you know, any of your concussion symptoms are better, and then you start sort of an exercise program, things like running and lifting weights, and see if the symptoms come back. And if they do, then you wait longer. If they don't, then you work sort of through this sports return program.
We've talked what the athlete needs to do, sort of the symptoms, the signs, and the benefits of reporting that early. Parents, we've told them what to watch for. In terms of athletic staff, let's talk at the high school level specifically, how are they doing in understanding what they need to watch for and how they need to react to what they see when they're watching?
I think it's getting better, clearly. I think that just the medical staff being there, and specifically the athletic trainers and the physicians, I think, you know, more schools have athletic trainers than ever before, but it's still not as high as we'd like it. But having people other than coaches that are dedicated solely to the health of the athlete, I think, is critical.
When you're looking for the area of concussion and what to do, how to react, that type of thing, and basically any sports injury, if you go to Dr. Geyer's website, which is Dr. David Geyer, GEIER.com, information there on injuries, recovery, prevention, it's a wealth of information at the website. He's the author of the excellent book that we've talked about on this program, That's Gotta Hurt, The Injuries That Change Sports Forever. All that information at Dr. Geyer's website, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton, and join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.